Please turn in your hymnals to page 711 and stand together as we sing verses 1 through 4 of For All the Saints.
For all the saints who from their labors rest, who thee by faith before the world confess, thy name, O Jesus, be forever blessed. Alleluia, alleluia. Thou wast their rock, their fortress and their word, the Lord, their captain in the well-fought fight. Thou in the darkness, dear, they were to thine. Alleluia, alleluia. O me, thy soldiers, faithful, true, and saints who fondly fought of old, win with them the victor's crown of gold. Alleluia, alleluia. O blessed communion, fellowship divine, free, feebly struggle, shine, yet all are one in thee, for all are thine. Alleluia, alleluia.
The blessed God,
his fierce of warfare long, sings on the ear a distant triumph song. And hearts are brave again, and arms are strong. Alleluia, alleluia. From earth's wide bounds, from ocean's farthest coast, through gates of pearl streams, in the countless host, singing to Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. Alleluia, alleluia.
Join in the call to worship, which you find in your bulletin. We are surrounded by a cloud of witnesses.
Patriarchs and matriarchs, prophets and psalmists, disciples and evangelists, martyrs and saints.
We thank you for their example. We praise you for their lives of faith. For all your saints, O Lord, we strove in you to live, who followed, obeyed, adored you. Our grateful hymn we sing.
Lord God, by your grace we are running a race.
We are surrounded by a cloud of witnesses, loved ones now resting in you, who guided us, nurtured and cared for us, ancestors who worked and traveled, lived and died, that we might be who we are, where we are, your precious children in this community of believers.
We thank you for their example. We praise you for their lives of faith. For all your saints, O Lord, who strove in you to die, who counted you their great reward, accept our thankful cry. Amen.
And we'll join the Apostles' Creed, which you find on page 881 in your hymnal. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate,
was crucified, dead, and buried. The third day he arose from the dead. He ascended into heaven, and sitteth at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he shall come to judge the quick and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen.
You may be seated. Join in the prayer of confession that you find in the bulletin. God of the covenant, who calls all people to reconciliation, you have made us members of the very body of Christ. Yet we persist in wounding that body with our divisions, our suspicions, and our neglect. Forgive us and teach us to nurture unity and peace. For the sake of Jesus Christ and the world, he came to save. Amen. Now, our declaration of forgiveness. In the great compassion of our God, the death and resurrection of Christ Jesus has shown us God's forgiveness for our sins. Therefore, I declare to you the entire forgiveness for all of your sins in Jesus' name. Amen. Ushers are coming forth for the offering.
Still, the world is bright with Let us have a moment for prayers of joy and concerns. From Chuck, a prayer request for Lynn Skinner, for Ann Mansour, and for Ed Wooden, health concerns for them. Please lift them up. Craig, for Tammy, wife of a co-worker. Air to CCRM this morning. I'm not able to understand exactly what it says, but Greg is requesting prayer, specifically for Tammy, wife of a co-worker of his. Let's lift her up in prayer also. Sonia, for Ann Mansour, having health issues. We have a praise also. Debbie's daughter, Diane, you know that she had had some serious health issues, but she was released from the hospital on Saturday and she has made it home. Please continue to have her in your prayers, and Debbie and the whole family. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, for all this, your children, we thank you. We thank you, Lord, for they have touched our lives. And we thank you, Father, because we can lift them to you up in prayer. We pray, my Heavenly Father, for their concerns, exactly where they are, that they can feel your presence, my Heavenly Father, and your comfort. We pray, Lord, for your great mercy and your great healing over them. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. We're going to go now to the lighting of the candles. And if you would all.
Yes. Huh? I'm going to do the first. Yeah.
If you would all read with me the meditation prayers for all the saints, it's inside your program. We give you thanks, O God, for all the saints who have ever worshipped you, whether in brush arbors, cathedrals, whether wooden churches, crumbling cement houses, where your name was lifted and adored. We give you thanks, O God, for hands lifted in praise, manicure hands and hands stained with grease or soil, strong hands and those snarled with age, holy hands used as wave offerings across the land. We thank you, God, for hardworking saints, whether hard-headed or steel-booted, head range or sprung, blue-collar or three-piece suited, they left their mark on earth for us, for our children to come. Thank you, God, for the tremendous sacrifice made by those who have gone before us. Bless the memories of your saints, God. May we learn how to walk wisely from their example of faith, dedication, worship, and love.
We have four candles here at the front of the church for those saints who have passed on during 2019. When I read their name, and the bell will ring, we ask a member of the family to come forward and light one of these candles. There are candles in the back for those who want to light a candle for a saint that has gone in previous years. We ask that you take communion first and then go to the back and light your candle. Chuck Smith's sister, Janet Jean Payne. Jim Moore's brother, Bill Moore. Millie Moore's brother-in-law, Stan Smith. And friend of the community, Tommy Vaughn. And for all of those lost in past years within our community and our church family.
Amen.
Let us now prepare our hearts for communion. Page 15 and 16. The Lord be with you. Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. And so, with the people of earth and all the company of heaven, we praise your name and join their unending hymn. Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of power and might. Heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. And so, in remembrance of this, your mighty acts in Jesus Christ, we offer ourselves in praise and thanksgiving as a holy and living sacrifice in union with Christ's offering for us as we proclaim the mystery of faith. Christ has died. Christ is risen. Christ will come again. All honor and glory is yours, Almighty Father, now and forever. Amen. Let us take a moment of reflection and silent confession as we prepare ourselves to receive Holy Communion. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive all our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen.
this cup, we worship you. As we eat this bread, we honor you. And we offer you our lives as you have offered yours for us. We remember all you've done for us. We remember your covenant with us. We remember and worship you, O Lord. As we drink this cup, we worship you. As we eat this bread, we honor you. And we offer you our lives as you have offered yours for us. We remember all you've done for us. We covenant with us, we remember and worship you, O
Karen was looking for the Thanksgiving board, and I know that it's passing through, so pick up something and then continue to pass it to the people behind you or on your side. If you would all come with me to prayer of illumination, all together, pour out your spirit upon us, O God, with your word enlighten the eyes of our hearts, that we might live in hope through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. The reading from today is 1 Corinthians 1, verse 2. And it reads, to the church of God that is in Corinth, to those sanctified in Christ Jesus, called to be saints together with all those who in every place call upon the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, both their Lord and ours. This is the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. The root word for saints come from the word sanctified. So those whom Jesus died for are sanctified saints. To be sanctified is to be set apart for holy use. And that is what the saints are. We've been called out of the world to go back into the world to call others and to make them part of Jesus' world. Martin Luther, a German-born theologian, a monk, a priest, and a religious reformer, who was the catalyst for the 16th century Protestant Reformation, he used to say that we are all simultaneously saints and sinners. We are all trying daily to do the right thing, and yet all make the mistakes that every human makes. Even the great saints of history were human, they were fallible, and they were imperfect. Today we celebrate All Saints Sunday, but there is a beauty about All Saints Day. We come to church on this day to remember not just those All Saints who supposedly did things that, like drive the snakes out of Ireland and bless the animals and, you know, do all these wonderful, wonderful things. We come because we too have known saints and because we miss them. Our faith believes that when we die, we too join the communion of saints. We don't earn a place there by our perfect lives or our great acts. We will find ourselves there because God's grace has been given to us. And we couldn't say no. We couldn't turn down sainthood. We couldn't turn down amazing grace. But for now, we're here. And we are, as Luther said, still both saints and sinners. Sometimes a little more of one than the other. And all the people who are around us, they're the same, just like us too. And yet, even still, sometimes they do truly saint-like things that change the lives of those around us. They become the people who show us God's love and grace and goodness. They inspire our faith. They lead us to live good lives. They show us what is important. They give so that we can live. And when they leave this world, we certainly miss them. Today we raise their memories upon once more. And we look to the next life where they are already all saints and in glory. So who are the saints you remember? Who helped to shine the light of God a little bit brighter in your life? Was it your parents? Was it a Sunday school childhood teacher? The person you work with whose quiet faith caused him to make things a little bit brighter for everyone around him? You know, that person that is always positive and kind of looks at the bright side and always has something good to say. I have two of those people in my life, Carol and Karen. They are the goody-two-shoes side of me. The person that comes to your help when everything in your life is falling apart. Can you remember someone like that? And the one who picked you up and helped you to get back on your feet when you were down, when things were just not coming up the way that you needed them to be or the way that you had expected. Can you remember someone like that? The one who fought for what was right when everyone else was too scared to do it. They were all saints, and because of them, we are here today remembering the little things they did that inspire the faith in us. And remembering them is good, is actually very good. But who will one day remember us as saints? And why? Those who love us will not remember us as perfect, but to whom will we leave a legacy of good, generous life that pointed not to our own, not to whatever could be that we have done good in our lives, to our accomplishments, but our legacy should be the things that we have done that have pointed others to God. In the end, the best remembrance of us won't be about our checkbook balances. They won't be about how big our house was or how many people liked it or how well you think you can cook. That's me. They won't be about how much stuff we accumulated through our lives. They will be remembering this: how much you gave, we all gave of ourselves. When I have walked with people in hospice, walking them home to the Lord's arms, the conversation has never been about they had this money and they had this house and they had this and that and that. It has always, without doubt, has been a remembrance of some sign of kindness that person has done for them. That is what you leave behind. That is the legacy that you can count on. What have you done that has pointed other people to Jesus by being the hand and feet of Jesus in this life? The ones who remember you will remember your generosity first. They will remember your love for them, your kind word at a moment in which they needed it so much. Sometimes the word comes through a card. They will remember your friendship. They will remember the ways you took what you had and used it to help others. They will remember the way that you listened to their concerns and how they later learned you were in pain yourself at that moment. In the end, there is no clear indication that God's grace is at work in you than your willingness to serve the needs of other people before your own, to put others first. That is what will precede you. That is what you will leave behind. We don't give so that we will get something in return. But even still, you may be surprised at how your life is blessed by your giving in ways you might never expect to, and sometimes you gave and did not even know it. I have people that have come to me and they have mentioned some things, and I'm thinking, oh my Lord, I do not remember. And of course, I don't remember their name either. But you know, the Lord is great. And what I take away from it is that at that moment, I was able to help them. I was able to give them a word of hope, and a word of hope had turned into faith in God. All of you have that in you, all of you. You just needed to let it out, let it loose. Years ago, when I worked for a hospice as a chaplain, I was told a story that I'd like to share with you. The nursing home had a nurse who was the son of a Holocaust survivor. His mother had been liberated from the camps at the end of the war. And because she lived, he had been given life. One night, he was called out to check on a dying man. The man didn't have much longer to live, and his family was all gone. He was all alone. The nurse was going to go and take care of him and then leave for the night. When he saw that the man had served in a particular army unit, during his time at war, he had been in a very special place. It was the same unit that had liberated his mother's camp. For the rest of the night, until the man died, the nurse stayed with him, the man who would have died to save the life of a woman he had never met, was now kept watch by a son whose life had been made possible because of what that young soldier had given. You never know the way in which you touch people. All of you have this in you. Be generous with it. If you can give a word of hope, give it. If you can touch somebody's hand, touch it. If you can hug them, if you can give them a call, if you can make them a meal, touch them, reach out. We never know exactly what our legacy is, and we never know how it would be a blessing in other people's life, but it would be, and it can be, in very, very unexpected ways. Today, we have partaken of Holy Communion. One of the things that is most incredible to me about the sacrament is that it binds us not only to God, but to one another, and to the whole communion of saints. When we approach this table today, when we stand here not just with each other, but with the believers of all the times and places who are now saints, with all those people that have touched our lives and filled our life with memories. They are with us. The saints we have known are here, those who would be saints today, one day, are also here. Today, so we gather to remember those that have contributed to our lives, and it is a good thing to remember them. Communion has been happening in this building for over 50 years. But before that, it was happening in other buildings in this village over 100 years ago. The ones who sat in these pews, as well as the pews of every previous building, and who left the church here for us, they are here too. And long after we're gone, and everything we know is gone, that communion of saints will remain, and hopefully we too will be part of it. It is the only permanent thing we can ever hope for, and it is the only thing that can ever satisfy our souls. We are not yet saints, but we believe we one day will be, and whenever those whom we love end up, wherever they light their light, a candle for them and for us, that we will be remembered not for who we tried to be, but for the person that we were able and strive to be. And that is the feet and hand of Jesus in this community and everywhere you go. May they know that even when we were not perfect, we were trying. And may they forgive our mistakes and light a candle in our names, just like we do today for them. Let us pray. God of all that is good, we ask for the strength of those men and women who have struggled and stood firm, who love one another, who work for justice and peace, who heal the sick, and fed the hungry, and who follow your word. Make us and all those we love worthy to be called your saints one day. We ask this through your loving Son, Jesus Christ. Amen.
Please stand as we sing together 2221 in your Faith We Sing book. In unity, we lift our song.
Death is close behind. We
gifts the giver. O strength, O guide, O nurturing breast, whose hand will yet deliver, who keeps us till the day when night shall pass away, when hate and fear are gone, and all our work is done, and we shall sing forever.
And now receive this blessing from the Lord. Loving God, we thank you for hearing our prayers, feeding us with your word, and encouraging us in our meetings together. Take us and use us to love and serve you and all people in the power of your Spirit and in the name of your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. Don't forget to light a candle for those that have been a light in your life and remembering them today. God bless you.
As we go, may your Spirit go before us. As we go, may we follow where you lead. May we live what we have learned, share the message we have.